Welcome to Sport, Faith, Life with Brian Bolt and Chad Carlson, the podcast that meets at the intersection of sport and faith. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and our Sport, Faith, Life YouTube channel, where you can watch full episodes as we dive deeper into how Christianity and sports connect. Hit that subscribe button and leave us a review on whatever podcast platform you are listening on. Today, we are joined by Roxanne Coop, who has served with Athletes in Action Canada for more than 20 years. Throughout her ministry, she has invested in helping others discover what it means to follow Jesus in faith, life, and sport, serving in roles that have included university sports chaplaincy and ministry at international sporting events. Today, Roxanne leads staff development for Athletes in Action Canada and directs its faith and sport initiatives. We are so excited that Roxanne is also working with Sport Faith Life to lead our next global conference in 2028 in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. We can't wait to talk to Roxanne about her work and about that. So let's get started.
We are so excited to have Roxanne Coop with us today. Roxanne, tell us a little bit about sport in your life.
I grew up playing basketball. It's definitely one of my first love in terms of sport, but hockey was the sport that ruled the world in Northern Alberta where I lived. So I'm a big hockey fan, but played basketball my whole life. And then as an adult, I've actually picked up touch football and then flag football. So right now that's my current sport love. Yeah, it's quite enjoyable. I still play in a decently competitive women's league and we have a lot of fun out there on Saturdays. So, yeah, so that's sport. Snowboarding, hiking, running. I just really enjoy being active and outdoors. But yeah, so a lot of different sports in my life.
I thought you'd have, a pretty diverse set of answers to that, and you did. Obviously, you named the right one first with basketball. I didn't expect to hear football there, and so maybe we'll have to explore that in a little bit. Before we do, though, tell us a little bit about faith in your life.
Yeah, I've known Jesus for many years. I was a young child when I said yes to having Jesus in my life. And I think I was in grade six. I think I was 11 when I was at a youth conference, actually. One of my best friends and I snuck in the back. We were too young yet to actually attend, but I was hanging out with them. So we snuck in the back. And the speaker that night was talking about standing for Jesus if nobody else around you would. And I just felt this stirring in my heart. And I remember for the first time in my life, I was like, I want that, even if nobody else around me. And I remember standing at the end when he invited us to stand for Jesus, like to stand at the end if we have kind of a renewal of our commitment to Jesus. And that was actually a significant moment in my life at 11 years old. And since then, it's been kind of a fun journey getting to know the Lord more, what it means to live out my faith just in everyday life, and trying to figure it out when I was young and in junior high and high school. And I remember thinking too, I remember hearing a lot growing up, like, what does it mean? Or like people would say, like, you need an identity in Christ. And I'd be like, what does that actually mean? Or what difference does that make when I'm like walking the hallways of school or in the basketball court or like hanging out with my friends? And it wasn't until I was in university that some of those pieces really started to sink in. And I really started to understand more of what it looked like to actually live out of an identity of Christ. But I love the Lord. And I'm just so thankful for his grace in my life and his patience and kindness and how he just continues to draw me closer to himself in so many ways, in challenging ways and in beautiful ways as I get older. So that's a little snapshot of my faith journey.
Yeah, it's a beautiful snapshot too. Thank you, Roxanne, for sharing that with us. We're all recipients of God's grace and patience, and we appreciate you talking about it. I wonder if you could give us one thing, maybe off the beaten path, something that describes you, something you do, something that would be unexpected, maybe a place you've traveled, something about you that helps our audience get to know you.
Man, you threw out some ideas there. I love being outdoors. So anything outside for me, I would rather be outdoors and bundled up or outdoors and fighting the mosquitoes of Northern Alberta than I would be indoors. And so, that's a little snapshot into who I am. So I have had the opportunity to, have different adventures. I live, in the Vancouver area of Canada, so kind of like the Pacific Northwest of the US. And one of my favorite things is to explore the mountains, the lakes, the ocean, just the incredible scenery out here. So I'm an outdoor person at heart.
Well, you're in the right place to be an outdoor person. Fantastically beautiful space, and Vancouver's going to come up in our conversation for sure as we talk about the next Global Congress on Sport and Christianity. But before we get there, I'm just wondering if we can walk through your sort of career journey and how you ended up where you are.
Yeah. So my undergrad is in human kinetics. I went to Trinity Western University. And my hope when I was growing up is I always wanted to play basketball at the university level. And so was planning on it, work towards that end. But when I got to university, there were some transitions on the team. And then they had a new coach come in just a little bit before the season. So I went and my first tryout, I was very overwhelmed as this young 18-year-old freshman from really small town in northern Alberta to what felt like, although now I realize it's quite a small university, but at the time it felt like this overwhelmingly big place. And so I turned down the opportunity to play basketball there and regretted it instantly. But what was cool was a few months later, the Lord used different circumstances in my life to kind of redeem that decision. And one girl moved into my dorm in January of that year, and she talked about Athletes in Action. She talked about this organization that combines faith and sport and missions and overseas missions and basketball. And I was like, I would love to check that out. So I had a first touch with sports ministry at that point in my life. That was in my first year. And I was going to go on an overseas basketball missions trip with Athletes in Action that summer. But long story short, it ended up being canceled. And so I went instead to a camp that we run where we help athletes learn how to live out their faith in their sport. And I just went to this camp having no clue that it would actually change the course and trajectory of my life and my career. And I was deeply impacted at that camp. And that kind of started a journey with Athletes in Action and learning that I could use my skill set, my passion of sport to engage with people in ways that was like a dream for me, I guess. And so shortly after university, I graduated with a Bachelor of Human Kinetics and loved my degree, loved my time at Trinity Western, and then shortly after decided to join staff with Athletes in Action. And so started as a very young university grad on campus, walking with athletes and helping them live out their faith in their sport, exploring Christianity, exploring the Bible and who Jesus is, and developing community and authentic community. And so I started right out of university and helped kind of relaunch an Athletes in Action ministry in Edmonton at the time. And from there, I just thought it would be a short-term thing. I thought, oh, this like a couple years until I kind of get my life figured out. And it's almost like a gap year kind of idea. I was like, oh, I'll do maybe 3 years. After 3 years of working, I was like, oh, I'm starting to just get the hang of this. Like, it takes a few years to learn and be trained and build community. And then after the 5-year mark, I was like, I love this. Like, why would I be doing anything else? And so it's been cool since then. I've been with the same organization now for 23 years, which is crazy for me, and had so many different opportunities to serve, be it overseas on our global missions trips. Athletes in Action exists around the world in so many different countries, or serving as a chaplain at the World University Games, at the FISU Games, connect with university athletes, and then kind of progressed in my career to different connections and more of a chaplaincy, and then now leading more of on a national level. And so I moved to Vancouver about 7.5 years ago, the Vancouver area, to work with our national team here. And so it's been a different season in my career. Yeah, I'm amazed that I'm still here, but I'm amazed that I still love it. There's still so many things to learn, and there's still so many opportunities to grow and expand and see where else God could take us.
Talk a little bit more specifically, Roxanne, about the roles that you've had at Athletes in Action, right? You've been there for 23 years, you said. It's a ministry that you clearly have a heart for, that you spent a lot of time in. What are you doing now, and how has your role changed since you started in Edmonton, then moved to Vancouver? What are the things that you're doing now?
So right now, my official title is Director of Staff Development. So I do staff training and development with our staff. And then I also sit on our national leadership team and help provide leadership to our Athletes in Action ministry across Canada. But I often talk about my hobby roles as well. And one of the opportunities I've had as well is to help run our, we call it our National Training Camp, or NTC. And that's the week-long conference where we journey with athletes in faith sport. And so over the years, I've had different roles, be it running our basketball ministry or helping lead our campus division, so with university athletes and our staff across Canada. And I've had different roles there. But really, one of my passions has really become this faith sport connection piece. And I've always enjoyed that, but the last few years, I've just kind of been diving into it a little bit more and understanding like what really is God's heart for this. And I think earlier on in my career, there was a few basic things I knew, but from there, we didn't talk a lot about the faith sport and that kind of integration or living that out. It was more, which was great at the time, it was more just about where is an athlete at? How can they grow in their faith? What does it look like, you know, to be a light on their team? And I think that as I've been around a little bit longer and journeyed with athletes in different stages of their careers, so not just the 18 to 22 year old, now I've been journeying with athletes a little bit longer. And okay, now what does it look like when I become a professional athlete, or when I go overseas and play, or when I'm at the Olympics? And how does it shift, and how does my view of sport and who God is and who I am shift as I kind of move into these different stages, as well as a lot of my peers now have kids that are in sport and growing up in youth sport. And so they're like, well, now what does this look like? How do I navigate this? I like parts of my story. I don't like parts of my story. How do I do it differently with my kids? Or, you know, a lot of my friends, they don't even have a sport background. So now they're like, how do we navigate this with our youth? And so that's been really fun as my career has progressed, kind of just to see different stages of life and sport, and then kind of going deeper, as well as studies. And I've also just finished my master's a couple of years ago, and so dug a lot deeper into theology and the theology of sport. What's God's heart in this area?
Yeah, that's a great question and a great way to frame that. I wonder, too, with 23 years of experience at Athletes in Action and a lot of experience in staff development, probably recruiting staff, all those sorts of things, I'm intrigued, and there's probably not a prototype, but I guess I'm intrigued with who goes into this sort of work and what sort of motivations do they have. And so there's a young Roxanne out there and thinking about this. You probably have counseled some people out of this sort of work because they came in with either the wrong skill set or not the right timing. So I guess I'm wondering what works in terms of what draws somebody into, maybe on top of that, if you could just give us some sense of sort of the mission and purpose of Athletes in Action and its scope, and then maybe get us to like who goes into this.
Yeah, great question. Yeah, like Athletes in Action. So Athletes in Action in Canada and in the U.S., same heart, same heartbeat. We operate a little bit differently, have kind of different focus areas in terms of, you know, just culture and opportunities. And our heart is to help athletes or help people know Jesus through sport. So that's really what we want to do. And we often say in Athletes in Action in Canada, like it's Jesus who transforms lives, and we see the influence of sport. So we've seen just with the World Cup, even the last few months in North America and around the world, the influence and impact of sport and all the stories that are coming out of it. And so the dream is, how can we see like a world transformed by the gospel through sport? And then how can we see sport transformed by the gospel? And so that's really the heartbeat of what we do. And so in Canada specifically, we say we kind of go from the playground to the podium. So we have a camps program. So right now we've just been launching our summer camps program across the country. We have about 3,000 kids expected to come in camps from coast to coast across the country, and a lot of church partnerships. And so 6 to 12-year-olds is kind of the focus of that time, and a really cool opportunity to connect with different neighborhoods and churches and give churches an opportunity to connect to their neighborhood through sport. And so that's one piece of what we do. We run then like kind of some clubs or like development programs throughout the year then as well with kids. And then we have a university ministry where we're on university campuses. So Canada also has the sport kind of a world and development cycle of through education. So university sport is kind of the highest level of amateur sport in our country. And so we're on, I want to say 30 different campuses across Canada. A lot of those are student led, where a student is saying, I want to make a difference on my campus. And so they are stepping in faith and having the opportunity to connect with their teammates and other peers on campus. And then the kind of pro area as well, for, the pro sports. So chaplaincy with our Canadian Football League, the NBA, the NHL, and a few other different areas. So our staff are engaged in that as well, including some of the women's sport teams. WNBA is now in Canada. And Canada just recently started a women's pro soccer league as well that we are starting to connect with some women in that league. So, and then we have a global arm where we are connecting with our global ministries and partnering specifically with some of the regions around the world and helping them grow their athletes in action ministry. And then connecting specifically, we would say, with Indigenous communities in Canada as well, which is kind of a newer area and so fun for us to partner with our Indigenous communities. So that's a little bit of our scope, kind of how we do it, who we connect with. And who is interested? Out of my 23 years on staff, it's there's ebb and flow of different kind of interest. And so when I was first starting, there was a lot of people coming out of university, their lives. So that's my story. My life was deeply impacted by Athletes in Action when I was a student. They just helped me understand the identity in Christ piece, who I am, God's heart for sport. And so I was amazed that I could actually help play a role in that and participate in someone's faith journey. And so I think that's a lot of people coming out of university. They're like, I was deeply impacted and I want to be able to help others now experience something similar. So that's kind of one group of people. And then lately we've had a lot of mid-career people join. So either mid-career people where their lives have been deeply impacted by Jesus and they love sport. And so they are like, okay, how can I do this as a career? What does that look like? Or sometimes, you know, the Lord just opens up a door now for them. They've been engaging in ministry elsewhere. We've had a few youth pastors that, you know, after a few years of pastoring, they're like, actually, I want to focus more in on the sport world and helping people know Jesus through sport. So, yeah, so it's been a bit of a scope, but it's really people who have a love for Jesus and want to help people know Jesus and the connection of sport, the sport piece in there. So it's not necessarily people with a theology degree or coming out of seminary that are saying, okay, where can I serve? Okay, this is a good fit. We have a few like that, but a lot of our people come in saying, I want to learn as I go. Can we learn this together? Can my skill sets be used in some way? And so that's been a really neat kind of shift in the last few years of what we've been seeing, a maturity really with a lot of our staff joining.
The qualifications seem relatively simple, but there's really, I mean, they're pretty profound yet, right? I mean, yes. what you just listed is, that's really, really helpful for us to hear. I'm curious, you talked about sort of shifts right at the end of that answer, right? That you've seen that as being a change, that there's just a little bit more interest in like learning or growing as I go. What are some of the other shifts that you've seen? Maybe in AIA Canada specifically, but maybe in sports ministry more broadly over the 23 years that you've been working in this space?
Good question. One of the shifts just staff-wise and in our staff team is we have a lot more part-time staff now than we used to. And so I think that's probably true in culture, but we have a lot of people saying, okay, I want to actually have a kind of diversity in my career. And so I want to do this part-time and this part-time. Can I make that work? And so we're seeing more of that. Whereas I think 23 years ago, 20 years ago, we had people just be like, I'm full on in. also, our funding model makes a difference kind of with that as well. Our funding model has stayed the same. But I think for some people, they prefer to kind of work part-time with Athletes in Action and part-time elsewhere as well. I would say a shift in sports ministry, what I've seen with our staff team is, sorry, guys. The sensors of this light just went off in this place. Oh. Can we? Oh, that is so funny. Sorry, guys.
Everything went dark.
Everything went dark. Now I'm going to get the lights.
We've heard about places where there's lack of sunlight, but we didn't think it was that stark. Amazing.
It's a cloudy, rainy culture there.
Yeah.
So funny. This room has a if you motion sensor.
Oh, motion. Yeah.
So I'm not motion. Sorry,
could you
guys.
Be more animated in your talking, maybe?
I think I'm going to need to be from now.
Yes. Yeah.
I was distracted. One of the shifts that I have seen is a growing interest in thinking more deeply about sport through a theological perspective. And I know that as I've studied more in this area, obviously it's a new area of study theologically. And so, but I have seen a growing interest in thinking more deeply about this. And I think as we've grown as an Athletes in Action Canada ministry, some of the people kind of pioneering this area, like I think of Dave Johns, is one of kind of the legends in this world. And he's really peaked for me. He's had a big impact on me just asking great questions and asking some of the questions like, okay, what are the cultural messages that we've been believing in sport and how do they align or oppose with the gospel? And so how does the gospel speak into those things? We weren't talking about that 23 years ago. We had a few tools to help athletes kind of live out their faith in their sport. But it was much more about kind of my discipleship journey outside of sport and hoping it would make a difference in my sport in some ways. That was kind of some of the focus even of our training. Whereas now there's just a growing interest in, okay, how do we lean into this more and have a more robust understanding? And what are some of the cultural messages that we're believing in and seeing? So that's definitely an area, I would say, of change.
So one of the things that has been the benefit of the global congresses that I mentioned earlier is that we get people in a room that bring those expertise areas. We have been able to draw on people that have thought deeply about those integrative moments in sport, the theology of sport. What does God want from this space? What does God desire in this space? But we've also had just the benefit of people that have been doing the type of work that Athletes in Action has been doing all these years, essentially bringing the love of Jesus and the gospel to people that are interested in sport. And that has been a great overlap and connection. And our next Congress, somehow we wrangled you into helping, and you've maybe carved out a little of your life to be able to work on this. So if you could talk a little bit about just kind of your role as you see us over the next couple of years, and also how maybe the influence or strengths that you bring or that your organization brings or that the community, the location brings to this new flavor of the upcoming conference in Vancouver.
Yeah, absolutely. We're really excited to host it. Every once in a while, I get overwhelmed with how big it is, but our team is really anticipating it. There's been several kind of our key leaders who are already thinking through what kind of research do I want to do in the next few years so I can be thinking about this more deeply at the Global Congress, or maybe I can present this, or what are the questions I want to be asking? And so that's already percolating on our staff team, which I'm really thankful for. The Global Congress has had a huge impact on a few of our staff who have grown in their depth of understanding and relationships and networking over the years through the Global Congress, and it has filtered down team. And so there is a lot of excitement in Canada. I think the unique flavor we bring is the diversity of our ministry with AIA. In Canada, we have a significant scope of who we're connecting with, how we're connecting with it, different skill sets from our staff. And so I get excited about bringing some of those kind of diverse flavors into the Global Congress. Vancouver itself is a very diverse city in this area. And so I'm also looking forward to seeing, okay, what are some of the other connections we can make in other countries around the world? Are there different pockets of people that we can be connecting with? Indigenous communities is something that where we're growing. So I'm like, is there something in this piece here that we can bring to the Global Congress? So these are some of the pieces that I think in AI in Canada that are unique. The heartbeat of our staff is the practical. So we're always thinking through how does the deeper thinking make an impact practically on the ground. And that's the strength that we bring. And yet our team is really growing in the depth of thinking, not just thinking the practical. And so I think the timing of the Global Congress being here in Canada and our opportunity to grow here, I think for us is exciting because of that. Like, our staff are wanting to grow, but we're always trying to think, what's the difference on the ground? How does this actually make a difference for the athlete, for the coach, for the administrator, for the parent, for the teacher in school? Those are, yeah, some of the pieces. Did I answer that question correctly? I got kind of on that track of my excitement of different kind of diversity of pieces that we can bring, but feel free to clarify.
No, I love the enthusiasm, but also I do think it is a matter of the uniqueness that you bring should help flavor what's already existing in a way that adds new elements. And I think that that's already in process. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, there are times when you make decisions and you're not sure. This was not one of those things for us. I mean, I think from a really early time, Roxanne, our conversations with you about the potential for AIA Canada to host in and around Vancouver, and the more conversations we have, you know, the more clear it's become to us that this is just absolutely the right thing for the Global Congress movement. And I felt similarly about our conversations with the folks at Baylor for the third Global Congress. And so the three of us got to spend some time together before Baylor, during Baylor, and certainly now after Baylor. And so I'm curious, Roxanne, you being maybe relatively new to the movement, but knowing that that is the Global Congress movement, but knowing that AIA Canada's had a presence throughout at the Global Congresses, what did you take from the Baylor Congress, summer of 2025, the third Global Congress on Sport and Christianity?
Fourth, right?
That was the fourth.
Yes.
It's the fifth. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Come on. Get my numbers right. Okay. Yes. So from the fourth one, Roxanne, what did you learn from the fourth one that will help to inform what's going to happen here in the fifth one in a couple of years?
I really enjoyed the time in Texas. I think this is going to sound funny. I enjoyed it more than I thought I would. I knew coming in, I would enjoy it, but it was just a few days packed full of incredible people, the conversations that we had. I think some of my highlights were actually the conversations on the side and the networking, the relationships that were established. Those kind of, were bounced off of or started with the breakout sessions, the main sessions. Those are kind of starters of our conversation. But that was one of the highlights for me, was just the truly the diversity of thinkers. And I think in Athletes in Action, we can, if we're not careful, tend to become very narrow in our who we connect with. We just don't know a lot of people outside of our own circles. And so the benefit to me in the Global Congress has been growing and expanding our circles and seeing, okay, who else is thinking like us? Not only in Canada, but in the US, the UK, and some of the different places from around the world that we got to meet people. And then some of the thinkers who, it's been fun, even in Canada, like, we have gotten to know other Canadians that are thinking deeply about this. And that's been really fun as well. And so I think that was definitely a highlight for me. And then it also just expanded for me our vision of what could be. And even the, I remember Graham Daniels just talking about, like, go do the research, go look into it, like, ask a question and then go do it. And I was like, you're right. Why can't we? Like, you know, just because, I don't know, sometimes we have excuses of why we can't. I'm like, well, why not? Like, and I think that thinking or those ideas have really just kind of launched some of our staff to think more about that. And so the Global Congress in Texas really it cast a lot of vision for us, and also just gave us, sparked some ideas of what we could talk about or who we could engage, who we could partner with, and how we can be thinking outside of our lane.
We're really excited about that as well. And one of the benefits, or one of the beautiful things about the first four Global Congresses, is that people come from all over the world. And this is now a new place for them to come to. So Give us just one thing that we will discover about Vancouver that, or Canada in general, but Vancouver maybe, that you'd be really happy if we realize it, discover it, and it becomes part of our memory.
One thing. I have two.
Okay. I'll give you two. Yeah.
I think the warmth of the people and the diversity of the people around us. It's a very diverse city. Like I said, I would love for people to see that, the warmth of that, and how many different people from so many different walks of life are just there together. Like I think the opportunity to connect with different people outside of the Congress even, I think, is significant. And then the physical beauty. I am praying that the clouds are not heavy the whole time. That there will be some sun, because the mountain views and the forests and the ocean all together, as well as the city skyline, you kind of have everything that people might be interested in. And I know a lot of people that have come for the World Cup have been surprised. Actually, they said, "Oh, I knew it would be beautiful, but I was surprised." So those are the two things.
Well, you have whet our appetite for sure. And yes, we'll all pray that whatever, it's going to be very beautiful, but we'll pray for the beautiful weather to go along with it. We're really excited about it. I'm sure that we'll have multiple conversations going forward. Thanks so much, Roxanne, for taking a few minutes to talk to us on Sport Faith Life. And we look forward to seeing you in person before too long.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it as well. Thank you, guys.